So welcome back, everybody. It's time to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County. Powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center. With a man who seems to know everybody. He's going to prove it today, because this is one that's, I got to say, this is a cool guest and a cool show here today. So, Johnny, bring him in. What would you bring with you?
All right. Thank you for joining us again to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce here. I'm your host, Senior Vice President John Gutierrez. We have a special guest with us today, Mr. Adam Lasher. He's a singer, songwriter. He was a finalist on American Idol in 2016. On Fox TV, many of you know that great show that's been going on for so many years. And, of course, he was just on stage with his uncle, Mr. Carlos Santana, the legendary guitarist in Las Vegas. He'll talk about that. And so let's welcome Mr. Adam Lasher. Thank you for being here, Adam.
Hey, thanks for having me, John. How's it going?
Good, good. And, of course, we want to thank you on behalf of our chamber because you've always supported our Estrella Awards Gala.
Oh, yep, yep.
Yes, and you had a young lady performing with you last time, right?
Did I have it last time? I think 2 times ago I couldn't make it, and so I had a girl cover for me.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, yes. Valeria Falcone. Yes. I found her as I was looking for a bass player as a sub, and I was going through on Facebook my, you know, Berklee College of Music alumni, and I was just like, hey, I need a bass player for something.
Yeah.
And I saw this girl playing, and I don't know, she must be like 23 or 24 or something.
She did a great job.
She did a great job. And, yeah. And I was looking for a bass player to hear her sing, and I was like, man, this girl's so good. And she's, you know, she's like killing it. And she's like, I have my dad's bass, and it's this like 74 like Fender P bass, which is like a very cool vintage bass if you're a music nerd. And I just heard her playing, and I was like, man, this girl's going to like, I got to get this girl playing for me because she's the real deal. And then sure enough, too, I see later on, I guess she's subbing. She plays bass for Harry Styles when his main bass player can't do the gig. So
that's
awesome. I see her sometimes playing with her. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Share with us a little bit. How'd you get into music, if you don't mind sharing with the audience here?
Well, let's say I got into music because, you know, I was always the tallest kid in the class, and everyone thought I'd be good at sports, and I just kept fouling everyone. You know, I'd be, like, playing basketball and, like, hurting the other children. And, it, you know, and be like, oh, you should do sports because you're like, you know, you're taller than everyone. And then I, you know, music when I think I did piano at 5 and then like sax in 3rd grade, whatever. But when I think junior high, when I picked up the guitar, it was the first thing that felt natural to me. I remember like the moment my teacher was like, oh, you know, these are chords, you know, this and that. But as soon as he told me like, OK, this is how you solo, this is how you improvise in a key. It was just, oh, this makes sense. It's like the first time something has actually made sense.
That is, I'll tell you what.
In my life.
Thank you so much for always supporting our Estrella Awards Gala that we do in Disneyland. Your performances, and I know you came out to support my cancer foundation years back when we had our little center. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. We had a big crowd there. It was really intimate. And you were playing the guitar, which hopefully soon we'll also hear you play the guitar here. So stay tuned for that, folks. And, of course, you're going to be at our annual toy drive next week, which is December 15th. At 701 Restaurant in Santa Ana there. It used to be Original Mike's on the corner of Main and First Street. So definitely come out to see Adam. We're excited to have you. Thank you so much for supporting our annual tour drive.
Yeah.
I know you were also last year with us. You do a lot of this, man, in the community. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? Is that something that was instilled in you at a young age?
Yeah, I think so. I just like helping people. I like making people happy. You know, I'm uncomfortable. If something's wrong, you know, I feel like I want to fix it, you know. And yeah, I've always been about wanting to help people and just, you know, have a good time, you know.
Things. Where'd you grow up, Adam?
I'm from the Bay Area. So I was born in Walnut Creek. So I grew up in the East Bay in NorCal.
Okay.
You ever been up there?
Yeah. They say hella a lot.
They say hella a lot.
Because I went to Chico State.
It took a hella long time to stop saying it.
Yes. And I was like in college and they were making fun of me. My friends, I guess Southern California people have a certain way we talk.
Yeah.
And we don't realize it, right? And then they kept saying, oh, this is hella cool. This is hella. And I'm like, Where's that from? And then they told me, oh, that's a Bay Area.
That's a NorCal thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Isn't it? So it's been hard for you to.
Yeah, I haven't said hell in a while. Probably will now for the next 8 days or something.
I'm so sorry. That's too funny. So share with us a little bit about your new single, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So I have a new song out that I wrote called Stellar. It's the first time I did everything on it, like mixed, mastered it and all that. And, you know, it's an acoustic song. It's very like ethereal 70s kind of Pink Floyd or Led Zeppelin-esque. And the album I did before that was like a nostalgic classic rock album.
Okay.
And I was working on it right before the shutdown. And then the shutdown happens, and I was like, well, I don't, you know, let's just get it done. Let's put out an album. And nowadays, you know, music is 100% accessible. It's music's basically free. You can look up whatever you want. And I was like, man, should I do a single? Should I do an album? You know, all right, this is kind of what I've been working on for a few years, so let's just get it out. And I really enjoyed it. But one of the things I learned from doing it is the album is very nostalgic, like 70s, 80s rock, like Tom Petty, Journey.
Nice.
You know, it still sounds current, but if you guys have ever heard that song, you know, Gautier, somebody that I used to know. You know, somebody, you know, you guys, I'm sure you've heard that song, Didn't Mean to Cut You Off. When I first heard that song, I was like, wait, is this a Peter Gabriel song? Is this a Sting song that I just didn't know about?
Oh, wow.
And then I kind of like that idea. Rafael Sadiq is another artist who does R&B where some of his hits, they sound like they're Motown recordings, but they're newer. And I kind of was like, it'd be kind of cool to make a songs where people go like, wait, is this a Tom Petty song or a Fleetwood Mac song I've never heard? So that was kind of premise for that previous one. And so when I did this one, I just kind of got thinking more about when we released that album. You know, it was during the shutdown, and it was kind of interesting to me because, you know, everything stops during the shutdown, right? I mean, things go on, people make music, but it's like, you know, you have these genres, and one of the genres, you know, like let's take like club or pop music, for example. And I was really amazed that that artist Dua Lipa had some songs because it's like, oh, these are like club songs. But there's no clubs open right now. There's no dancing. I mean, when are you going to listen to heavy rock music if you're at the gym? The gym's closed.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came up with this other song, and also kind of during the shutdown, I kind of realized a lot of people, the music they're listening to, it's a little more ethereal, or it's more of like a mood. It's a vibe. A lot more music is a little more spacier, or it's just kind of for hanging out and lounging. And so I wanted to make something that was like less in your face, you know, like we're going to go to a stadium and hear Bon Jovi, you know, as opposed to I want to make a cool song that people are going to want to hear when they're camping or they're in the backyard with their friends. And so I was just trying to take the music in a different direction as opposed to like, here's a drum beat, here's like a banger song. And I wanted to do something a little more deeper or spacier or out there. And so that's kind of what Stellar is. And the chorus of the song is, I'm like, wait, what's the chorus of my own song? I gotta sing it to
well,
know it.
Here's what we'll do, just so for everybody watching and listening. We'll have Adam play some music later, but we're just trying to be cautious because we are live on YouTube, mm-hmm. and we don't know if we'll get blocked because of the whole rights and everything. So we'll probably do it towards the end.
Sure, sure,
in the
sure,
meantime,
sure.
We'll obviously talk about all these topics. And then later on, I know you got your guitar here. I saw him warming up earlier, and it's great music. So we'll definitely get into that. Share with us a little bit about you're recently in Vegas
mm-hmm.
with your uncle, of course, Carlos Santana, which, you know, for those of you that don't know, he's the legendary guitarist, Carlos Santana. Even Paul here was a little shocked when he said, what? You're the nephew of Carlos Santana?
I'm a big fan.
Me too.
What's that like? I mean, growing up. That's your deal, you know?
It's really, really hard, man. Really tough.
Is
know?
It?
No, not at all. It's like the coolest thing ever, you know? Think of all the other, you know, uncles I could have had.
He like? I mean...
Really cool guy, you know, really funny, really spiritual, really deep. And then also sometimes you're like, wait, is he being funny? Is he being deep? Is it both, you know?
Yeah.
Is he just being himself? And I had, you know, I got to catch up with him and talk with him and stuff over the shutdown, but I actually really hadn't had a chance to see him or even sit in and play with him since before the shutdown. And I think there were two times I tried to come out to Vegas before where I think like he got sick or his son got sick who plays in the band. He plays keys, my cousin Salvador. And then like my mom got sick and
I saw your cousin Salvador. Yeah. Yeah, I saw his Instagram when you tagged him.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's a really cool dude. Really talented keyboard
looks
player.
A lot like his dad.
Yeah, and raps and plays drums and
okay.
But I think also and then especially with, you know, I don't know what it is for other acts, but I'm, you know, I know for Carlos and just other people in general, you know, if someone gets sick on the tour, someone else probably has it. And then it can just create this domino effect of shutting down. So it's like, even if they are going to do shows, it's not really worth having people hang backstage and sit in and this and that. So, you know, last month was the first time I got to sit in with them and jam with him and the band and everything. So
you knew ahead of time. It wasn't like you were there.
No, I knew ahead of a time like earlier that morning. I mean, I went to Vegas. I brought my guitar to Vegas. But, I never ask. And if he invites me up, like, of course, we're going to go have a good time. And And I think my stepdad manages him. And he was just, I went to visit my parents just because, I was like, why not get an extra? I had a few days off. So I was like, I'll go to Vegas. And they got my parents got a house out there.
Nice.
And Carlos does too. And so I was like, it's a lot easier to visit them there than San Francisco now.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just the morning, you know, my
I saw that video. That video was cool, man. Yeah, it was stage, fun. You guys were like killing it. We've shared it a few times on social media. We'll continue to share because I think it's just great to see the fact that the same bloodline and how you're following, hopefully, right, those footsteps, if that's okay to share with people.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how you feel that, hey, there's my uncle, he's at that level, and I obviously follow those footsteps?
Yeah, and my grandfather was a mariachi violinist and singer, and, you know, I was, and I've said this before, you know, he brought his family up from Mexico and supported a wife and seven kids. And so I've always thought, like, okay, if my grandpa can support seven kids and a wife, like, I should be able to pay rent singing and playing guitar. And I've always kind of had that mentality of...
they had it pretty hard. Exactly.
Yeah, and then also, too, even just that, like, my real father who passed away when I was really young and my stepdad, like, I've always, whether someone had a big company or just a small company or whatever it was... At the dinner table, like, I always grew up around entrepreneurs. So for me, it was, even if I wasn't going to do music, you know, all the role models or the business role models in my life, they always ran their own company. Like, I never was at the dinner table and someone was like, oh, I hate my boss. It's like, I am the boss. And, you know, whether that you're a big boss or a little boss, you know, and you're, you know, selling sodas at the beach, like, whatever it is, I've learned, like, okay, I want to be my own boss. Like, whatever I'm doing, like, I want to just be in control of my own business because that's what's going to make me happy.
Now, I'm sorry to hear about your father, by the way. Did music play a huge role at a young age for you as a therapy, like losing your father at a young age?
I think so, maybe. I think, yeah, definitely. I think in sixth and seventh grade, I started doing music a lot more, and I was getting in a little bit of fights. Not, like, to my own doing. It's just, you know, I'm not going to, like, get picked on.
Yeah.
But I think I found, you know, I didn't really care much for sports. Like, I liked playing sports, but I just wasn't very competitive. I would like I'd beat someone in tennis and just like feel bad for him. I'm like, wow, this guy like really cares a lot more than me about this sport. His dad's looking mad at him. Like, just let him win, like, whatever. But then when it came to guitar, you know, it was like, oh, this kid can play Stairway to Heaven and I can't. Like, oh, that's not gonna happen.
You play Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man, that's like one of my favorite songs. Yeah.
So I think with music, that was the thing that really, you know, my parents didn't have to tell me to practice. They didn't have to, you know, it was more the other way around. It was like, if you don't do your homework, like, you can't practice. Where the other, you know, it's usually the other way around. It really was, I think, it was a good avenue and kept me busy and kept me out of trouble as a kid, I'm sure.
What was your first guitar that was given to you? Or how did you come across the first? I know because my son, Jonathan, plays the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And the first guitar he ever got a hand on was my dad's guitar that was in our garage.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been learning from my nephews and my niece. And it just so happened that he saw my dad's guitar that's sitting in the garage at this after my dad passed away. And he's like, is this grandpa's guitar? And I'm like, yeah. So he started messing with it. It was old, beat up. And eventually when I saw he was dedicated, I went and got him a nicer guitar and a nicer guitar. How did you come across your first ever guitar?
My first ever guitar, my brother started taking lessons first. And we had a guitar that, it was like a toy guitar. It didn't really stay in tune. It had like a little speaker connected to it. I think it was called the Terminator or something. And it wouldn't stay in tune. You know, nice. And then I remember actually the first, what we used to even do is because we didn't even know how to play guitar when we were really young.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we'd have to go to bed and it would, you know, like, you know, turn off the lights, kids, like, stop talking, go to bed. This guitar would be really out of tune and it would sound ugly. So me and my brother, we used to, you remember those books, like Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark? I think Netflix has one. And, you know, like the pictures are actually like they're these creepy ink blot Rorschach things you know, pretty creepy for kids. But, and they'd have like poems or scary poems. And so we used to read scary stories and just like pluck the out of string guitars because it would sound all eerie.
Yeah.
So actually first we were just kind of using it as like a, you know, as like a sound effect thing while we told scary stories.
That's
and then
cool, man.
Eventually, yeah, I think I started getting more serious with Carlos came out with Supernatural when I was probably like sixth grade.
Oh wow.
And then I think seventh grade it got really popular. Or maybe it was out for a little bit before it really blew up and then I had gotten Carlos gave me a student guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then later when I was 16, he gave me one of his actual ones, you know, that he wasn't using anymore.
No way.
And then, you know, for me, that was like, you know, that was like, you know.
How cool is that?
The Holy Grail or whatever.
The Holy Grail guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
Were you taking care of it? Like,
oh. Oh, yeah, still.
You still have it?
Oh, of course. Yeah. It's like, I'll never, obviously.
How many guitars do you own now? For our listeners, our viewers, what?
I don't even know, but up, I mean, I think before the shutdown, I maybe had like 25 or something, and I've toned it down. I might have like 8 or 9 or 10 or 7. I really have no idea
how
much I have.
That is cool, though.
But they
all have a story, right?
Yeah, they have stories, and I love collecting guitars. And I also, you know, I also just kind of look at them like assets or like properties. And one thing that I love to do is I love to repair and collect vintage instruments. And if I see like a really cool Telecaster from the 70s or something. And I go, and it looks like a deal. And it's like, okay, well, I'll just buy it and, you know, I can sell it later or I could repair it. But I'm always buying and selling. And
well, hopefully none of your guitars have ever gotten stolen yet.
No, that'll never happen.
Like your car did, right?
No, I'll go Charles Bronson. I'll find them.
You wanted us to share this story. It wasn't my topic, but I know is funny, right? Your car got stolen recently.
What? Yeah, my car went bye-bye. So it was actually the day I got back from Vegas. Like, I woke up the next day, and yeah, my car was gone. And I was like, wow, well, that sucks. And
that's crazy.
Yeah, it was just a very, very, like, oh, like, maybe I parked it. And I was like, no, I know I didn't park it anywhere. And luckily, I took everything out of the car. The car was completely empty. And it was like a 2015 Kia. And everyone was like, oh, I told you, you know, they're doing that TikTok challenge where kids are stealing cars or something like that. I know, I guess they're easy to hotwire or something. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I know that. What am I supposed to do? Like, you know, but luckily, the guy, whoever stole it, I guess they found him and arrested him, but the car was completely totaled and destroyed.
Like, which, gutted out?
Yeah, oh man. Like it looked like the bad guy from Spawn, that little clown guy, John Leguizamo. No, it was like that guy was living in it. I mean, it had trash in it. Like, they cut the seatbelts off, just crazy loony stuff. But I'll show you pictures. It's pretty hilarious.
That's crazy.
But it was so bad, I just laughed. It was so funny. And it was great too, because they marked it off as a total. I got a hybrid SUV now. Good for the environment.
Wait, no. We're doing a fundraiser for Adam last year to get a new Ferrari.
I mean, yeah, I don't have a car.
He doesn't have a car. Let's get him a Ferrari.
I'm on crutches. Yeah.
So you did get a car.
Yeah, I got a car. And I was probably due for a new one anyway, but it was just a very weird month, because a lot of great things have happened this month, and then a couple setbacks. Like, I was under the weather, and then the car, so all in all, like, I wouldn't change any of it, because it all turned out for my benefit. But it was just like a lot, like, oh, like, I'm playing with Carlos. Yeah. Oh, my car's stolen. Oh, no. Like, I'm getting a new car. Oh, I got sick. Oh, yeah. Just
like a roller coaster.
Yeah. It's been a lot of ups and downs, but overall up. Yeah.
Well, and then you also have these voiceovers that you're going to be doing for cartoons, right?
Yep. I just got contacted by my buddy who's a director, and so I'm going to be I just did some of the voice. So I'm going to be two characters in a new cartoon movie coming out called Ultra Duck.
Nice.
My buddy's the director, Sean Patrick O'Reilly, and I've heard that someone's going to be starring in. I don't know if that's official yet. I know I told you, but it'd be really cool if that is the same person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we know he loves tacos.
Yeah, he likes tacos. Artist. That's the, yeah.
A.K.A. Machete is what they call
that's
him.
That's what I may have or may have not heard. Little Duck told me. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And it's a character that I got to be in a previous film of his with Chevy Chase. It was like a Stan Lee production kids cartoon where I'm like a TV reporter, but I'm a red panda because it's an animal universe.
Yeah.
And I'm just like a TMZ type, you know, annoying reporter, like, you know, the one that's always on the TV or whatever. And super happy to get to do that. I love doing voiceovers. I kind of got into it after I did American Idol. And
can you share that story about American Idol? You shared earlier with us off the air how you got into the whole American Idol situation. Uh-huh. Can you share the story with them? That'd be really cool, because I think there's a lot of young we have a youth chamber, and there's a lot of young kids that are obviously in college, coming out of high school. They're looking to pursue their careers, and that's really what we try to do here at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, both from a mentorship aspect to also businesses. And it was really interesting to hear the story earlier off the air, how you talked about how you got on this call list and how you were out just trying to make it as an artist, right?
Yeah, so I think it doesn't even have to be about music, but I think, you know, don't underestimate free press. And I think that's what I learned is, you know, if there's a chance to get some free press, like, go and do it. If it's for your business, you might be like, oh, I don't want to do it because it might be free and I don't work for free and I'm already jaded. But it's like, man, you know, don't underestimate networking and word of mouth and advertisement. And so how I kind of got into doing American Idol and even saw the value of it is, I think when I first came to LA, you know, I was just signing up for anything, reality TV, dating shows, whatever. And as long as I could have my guitar and sing songs, like, you know, I didn't care if I was paid or not. I just wanted.
Just put your name out there.
Yeah. And so the very first thing I did was The Voice. And I think it was the second season. They only showed me for like 20 or 30 seconds. I didn't get a team. Boo-hoo. I had to sing a Nickelback song, Boo-hoo. And, you know, and then obviously at the time, whatever. It was like living in the hotels. You meet a lot of people and musicians and producers. And
this is in Hollywood?
Yeah, this is in Hollywood, okay. Yeah. And, you know, you live in the hotels and whatnot. And so then after that, you know, I was like a little jaded by it, but someone was like, oh, come on this show. It, like, they give out weddings to people. It was called My Fair Wedding. Mm. Kind of, you know, where they build the dream home. It was like that, but they give out weddings.
Yeah.
And these people wanted a Kim Kardashian wedding, you know, for a
for
a long-lasting romantic love or something. So, you know, they're like, oh, do you want to do it? And I was like, oh, man, I don't know. Like, am I getting paid? And they're like, no. I was like, I don't want to do it. And then I was like telling myself, like, you know, just shut up. Just do it. Like, you're going to be on TV for free. Like, who cares? You're going to say no because you don't get $100 for the day or whatever.
But it's
whatever.
Like you're building your portfolio,
exactly.
Right?
And so, and what I realized is when I did it, technically, because I was on The Voice, even though I did not get a team, I was technically on it for like 28 seconds. My role on the show is like, you know, you're going to audition, you're going to play this wedding, you know, for these people. And so when they filmed it, they're like, oh, you know, on air, they're like, this is Adam Lasher. And this is Adam from The Voice, because technically, I guess they could say that. And he only does high-end weddings in Beverly Hills. I'd never been to Beverly Hills, never played a wedding. But all the people that saw that show obviously didn't see me on The Voice. So exactly. I had like a mohawk and I was on for, you know, 20 seconds. So
you had a mohawk? Really?
Yeah, it was a dark time. It was 2012.
It was dark. I got to Google that photo.
Yeah. And so anyways, but then everyone who saw that was like, oh, I like that Adam Wedding Singer guy from The Voice. But they never actually saw me on The Voice. It's just because another show said that.
Interesting.
And then I realized like, oh, like you can just say things on TV.
It's crazy, huh?
And so then even when I was done with Idol, one of the years I did it, I forget, you know, they're like one of like the people or, you know, radio stations.
But you were a finalist on
Idol. Yeah, I was a finalist.
I mean, let's not skip over
that.
Yeah,
we'll get there.
You were just on, you know, Idol. I mean, you were a finalist. That's pretty crazy.
But the value that I really saw in the advertising is even with that, I realized, you know, they're like, oh, well, what are you going to do now that you're off of Idol? And I think like summer was coming up and I was like, we're going to be doing a, you know, when seniors graduate, they stay in the gyms all night so they don't, you know, fly off bridges or whatever crazy kids do. So I was just like, we're going to be doing a tour for, you know, like senior grad night, you know, around California. Like, and, you know, we're booking them this and that, which wasn't true at all. I just said that. And then when I said that, schools call up and they go, hey, we heard you're doing grad nights. Can you do ours?
Oh,
and so, you know, for anyone that's listening that has a new business or you're a musician, whatever it is, like, don't underestimate like networking and going on radio shows or just like putting your presence out there.
Or throwing sound bites, right?
Yeah, just anything. Like just make yourself relevant in circles because you never know someone else is gonna need you for something. And
Paul has a comment here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just want to announce that you're doing a musical talent show here on OC Talk Radio.
Oh, okay, cool. I can tap dance.
As long as we don't get blocked by YouTube.
I can't tap dance, actually.
So we're just putting that on in the universe if anybody reacts to that here. Right?
My brother can tap dance, actually.
Can he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He probably won't like me telling people. But
he doesn't want people to know.
My brother's a dancer. And
is it just you and your brother?
Yeah, me and my brother, yeah.
Okay.
I have two stepbrothers, but I grew up with my brother. And it's funny. He played piano and stuff. He still plays guitar for fun, but it's funny. Like, he's like a really good dancer. I mean, he could do like the MJ moves and all that stuff.
Really?
You know, and I obviously, I'm like, I'm just going to stay on the guitar. That's not my
bring him out Thursday. Have him dance.
I might, yeah.
You want to play some music, Paul? What do you think?
Play some music.
Let's play some
music. Okay, cool.
Do you mind? Is
cool,
Adam?
We even set him up with a little.
We got a little mic here. He's going to grab the guitar. Watch
this
out.
This is the real deal. We don't have a long enough headphones mic cord for him here, but we
we got a couple minutes left here. Again, folks, real quick, as Adam gets set up here, Adam will be playing at our annual toy drive next Thursday at 701 Restaurant in Santa Ana on the corner of Main Street there and First Street, which used to be Original Mike's. It's being rebuilt. Really beautiful restaurant. And Adam has been so nice to be able to come out, make some time for us. And our toy drive, of course, we gather thousands of toys for kids in the community. And we also help a couple orphanages in Mexico. But we also help a lot of kids here in shelter homes. So thank you, Adam, for doing that. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
And thank all of our sponsors. Thank you so much for supporting. So here we go. Let's see what you got, Adam. We really appreciate you being
this
here.
This is a song he wrote especially for you and
the
show.
Yeah, just for you. I'm going to look into your ojos.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Honey, he's looking straight at me.
Just kidding. This is something else. All right. All right, this one's what should I do? Let's do Stellar. This is a new one I made. If you like it, guys, it's on iTunes, Spotify.
Let's support. Come on,
it's
let's
in
go
the
get
interwebs.
It on iTunes. Okay.
Here we go.
Take me to the place where stars are formed. Is it up above or maybe down below? You always find your way back in your heart, it's told. Beneath the earth, down where the flowers grow. Find your way back in your heart, it's told. Beneath the earth, down where the flowers grow. You
there. I got to throw out one thing here.
I think
I heard you say this. Maybe I'm putting words in your mouth here, but did you study at the Berklee School of Music?
Yes, sir.
You got to throw that in there.
I did.
I don't know if John knows this, but the Berklee School of Music is probably the finest, one of the top two or three music programs in the whole country. It's in Boston. Very hard to get into it.
Wow.
And lots of big jazz musicians, famous rock stars and stuff, have studied there and launched their careers there. And a million years ago, when I was an entertainment publicist, used to know Steve Vai very well.
Mm.
Was a famous alumni from there.
Yeah, he's played really involved.
Played with Zappa's band.
Yeah, and I think was he going to Berklee and then he started playing for Zappa?
That's exactly it. He dropped out of Berklee to play for Zappa.
Yeah, which is what you want to do. That's the goal, is to get there and then drop out for, you know,
get a gig,
Steve Vai to pick you up or something.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Adam, thank you so much for being on the show. Folks, as I said, next week, Thursday, Adam will be performing at our annual tour drive. We also have our friend Rocio, who's here right now, also watching. She'll be performing that night with her band. It's called Rocio y Sonora. It's a really cool salsa merengue band. They're performing that night. We have alumni, Heartbreak alumni performing also. There are actually my nephews. They're going to be performing that night. They were there last year, I think. You might have seen them, but they were there. And then we have DJ Bebo, who's our DJ of the night. He'll be performing at the end of the night. And then we also have a rock band from Santa Ana. They're going to be doing Rock en Español.
Okay.
And they're called Mantra, so they'll also be there that night. So
okay.
We have a great lineup.
Sounds fun.
And so thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me, John.
I mean, I really appreciate all you do for our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. You're always there for us. We really appreciate it. Again, if you can let everybody know, they can go hear your music, of course, or download it on...
Apple Music, Spotify, and my name, Adam Lasher. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, all that. All the things. I grab the name.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And people can also book you, right? For like
Yeah, I do
parties?
A bunch.
Is that okay?
He only does high-end weddings in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, I only did high-end weddings in Beverly Hills. on Bravo channel. No, I don't. But yeah, I do anywhere, you know, San Diego, LA, Vegas. I mean, we'll go everywhere, but you know, most of the time we're playing in Southern California. But yeah, I play solo. I also play with a band. And
do you want to share where you play with the band sometimes? You play in
San... Yeah, we just did Belmont Park in San Diego, which is kind of like a boardwalk theme park down there. What am I doing next? I'm not sure. I'm playing with you. That's where I'm going next.
Yes. But you do play sometimes at certain...
Yeah, we do Laguna Beach a lot. Right? We'll do Newport. We'll do Los Angeles. I'll do Long Beach.
Basically, follow you on Adam Lasher. Of course, we tag you
on
all
Instagram
of our stuff.
Or just my website, adamlasher.com.
You can see where you're going to be at.
But yeah, you'd see. And we're always playing usually a few times a week somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And are you okay with fans taking photos with you next week?
Yeah,
are you
yeah.
cool with that? Because I know some people are very... Because I know I've had people ask me, can I meet him? Can I get a photo with him? So you're totally cool with that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a wacko or anything. I'm not jaded yet.
Not yet.
Now, the funny thing is John won't take pictures from anybody. Oh, Johnny won't.
Even me?
This show's kind of gone to his head here. But
well, you know, he was looking at my eyes when he was playing the music, you know.
I had to look away. That was too powerful.
Adam, thank you for being here so much,
John.
Brother.
Really good to see you.
We really appreciate it. And we'll see you next week on Thursday. Paul, are you good to go? I know.
He's got to do one more thing. We got to impose upon him one more thing. Pick up the cart. Just play us a little instrumental music out. Rather than play our theme song, we'll play a little out music.
Okay.
I say the outro here.
Okay.
All right.
This
Paul.
Is Adam Lasher, the new musical director for the art community here.
You're going to take us out on the show.
Take us out. All right. So come up to the kind of little driving, a little driving kind of music here. There we go. There you have it, folks. One more reason to tune in and meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and all the people they know, and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio.
Go support Adam Lasher. He's always supporting the community.
Very much so. Thank you very much.